not for no cousinage nor alliance, but verily for love and affiance. Thus be they sworn, and hereupon they kissed, and each of them told other what them list. "Cousin," quod she, "if that I had a space, as I have none, and namely in this place, then would I tell a legend of my life, what I have suffered since I was a wife, with mine husband, all be he your cousin." "Nay," quod this monk, "by God and Saint Martin, he is no more cousin unto me than is the leaf that hangeth on the tree. I keep him so by Saint Denis of France, to have the more cause of acquaintance of you, which I have loved specially, above all other women, sickly. This swear I you on my profession, telleth your grief, lest that he come adown, and hasteth you, and go away anon." "My dear love," quod she, "O my Dawn John, full lief were me this counsel for to hide, but out it must, I may no more abide. Mine husband is to me the worst man that ever was since that the world began. But since I am a wife, it sits not me to tellen no wight of our privity, neither a bed nor in no other place. God shield I should it tellen for his grace. A wife ne shall not say of her husband, but all honour as I can understand. Save unto you this much I tellen shall, as help me God, he is not worth at all in no degree the value of a fly. But yet me grieveth most his niggardy, and well you wot that women naturally desiren things six as well as I. They would that their husbands should be hardy and wise and rich, and thereto free, and buxom, and to his wife, and fresh a bed. But by that ilke lord that for us bled, for his honour myself for to array, a Sunday next, I must needs pay 100 francs, or else I am lorn. Yet were me liever that I were unborn, than me were done a slander or villainy. And if mine husband eke might it espy, I ne'er but lost. And therefore I you pray, lend me this sum, or else must I die. Dawn John, I say, lend me these 100 francs. Pardie, I will not fail you my thanks, if that you list to do what I you pray, for at a certain day I will you pay, and do to you what pleasance and service that I may do right as you list devise. And but I do, God take on me vengeance as foul as ever had Ganelon of France." This gentle monk answered in this manner, "Now truly, mine own lady dear, I have," quod he, "on you so great a ruth, that I you swear and plight you my truth, that when your husband is to Flanders fair, I will deliver you out of this care, for I will bring you 100 francs. And with that word he caught her by the flanks, and her embraceth hard, and kissed her oft.